And the world turned upside down. That is what the British band that came to the signing of the treaty between the colonies of the United States and Great Britain played while this was taking place. It is just like the British to play even when they're defeated. But that's a good thing to have, because you need to keep singing no matter what, even when it's painful, when it's hard. And of course, many, many years have passed since then. And it was about 15 years or so, 14 years after 1776, that this took place. In the meantime, there was a horribly bloody war, and in the meantime, the Indians, who hated the British, the French, who hated the British, and the Spaniards, who hated the British, joined the colonials in fighting the British. And so we all have a stake in this. And so we give thanks to God for this victory. But it was something absolutely new in the modern world. Now, remind you that in ancient Greece, each city was a republic. It was not a kingdom, it was a republic. And pure democracy was practiced in these republics, whereas we do not have pure democracy here. We have representative democracy, which is a lot more. You can study political science if you wish to learn more about it, and you should. But this goes, many, many years happened. Between that, there was the empire of Alexander the Great, then the empire of the Roman emperors, beginning, of course, with Julius Caesar, who was not an emperor, he was just a dictator. Now his nephew, Augustus Octavian Caesar, was emperor. And it was under his descendant that Tiberius Caesar, that our Lord Jesus Christ, was born. And Joseph obeyed and went to his country of Bethlehem to be written up. A census was taken, perhaps the first census in the Holy Land that ever was. So there is so much history that is encompassed in the history of this day. But in the meantime, 250 years have elapsed since that year of 1776. And the Mass of today is for our country. Not only for its intention, for its purity, for its conversion to the true faith, the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. Of course, we've been singing and will throughout this month the beautiful hymn. That's a military hymn, but it's still a hymn, God of our fathers. And in the third verse of that, we say, your true religion. Now, little did they know that we're talking about the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. We're not talking about the Anglicans or Presbyterians or any other group of heretics. And heretics, they are. We're talking about the true religion, the one and only true religion, which is the Catholic faith. And so we pray for the conversion of this country. Now, many, many have been converted since 1776. In fact, in some of the colonies, it was against the law to be a Catholic. And many times, the Masons, who were in charge of all this, burned churches, Catholic churches, and convents of nuns and rectories of priests to the ground. So a lot has happened since then. A lot of progress in answering the prayer, your true religion. And it is for this, in fact, that we are here. We are here to celebrate the most sacred and holy sacrifice of the Mass, the very center the very being of the church, the very being of that one true religion, which is the one holy, Catholic, and apostolic religion. And so today, we pray for this country and for its future. And in particular, we need to pray against all the many sins that this country has committed in 250 years and make reparation for them. In particular, the sins against the Holy Sacrament of Matrimony and the Holy Sacrament, which it is in a sense, of life. The many abortions that have been committed in this country, supposedly legally, but not the law of God. We need to pray for an end to this heinous crime. And we need to pray for this land to be truly a land of liberty and justice for all. No matter where you're from, no matter what the color of your skin, and no matter how old you are, or whether you're still in the womb or not, life and liberty for all, not just for some. And so today, during benediction and the novena to Our Lady of Fatima, I will once more consecrate this parish and this country on this very special day to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. May they help us to convert this land, which still has so much promise and so much to live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.